And what are some of the things that are on sale there? What sort of stuff?
Well, the event itself is free. So if you want to, you can come and hang out, chit-chat, meet all of the vendors there. But as we were kind of joking around during the break, if you want to eat any food or drink beer or purchase items from vendors, those are the things that cost. And we have a pretty wide variety of people there. Like there's a local Subaru salesman, John Roos, who, you know, his day job is selling Subarus, but after hours, he is a painter and he also roasts coffee. So he's going to be there with his artwork and his coffee. And then there's a jewelry designer / maker there. I think a photographer is he from Ypsilanti?
A couple photographers, yeah.
Yeah, several photographers. So you can buy art, you know, I guess in the traditional sense of what you might think to be art, photography, painting, collage work. But you can also buy clothing, jewelry, handbags,
stuff you won't
greeting
find
cards
at Meijer.
No,
I mean, or at the Walmart. You know, it's like we invited everyone that we knew that was doing something kind of creative that had some sort of product kind of involved. So there are people that do magazines, underground zines. There are
record labels,
clothing designers. You know, Jennifer ran a store for a number of years here, Henrietta Fahrenheit, and had a number of interesting things there that she will have, I would assume, at the event.
Yes, I just today received in the mail some soy candles. So they're basically vegan candles.
Vegan candles.
Delicious.
And also handbags made out of plastic grocery bags.
Wow.
They're crocheted with the plastic is used to crochet the handbag. So I'll be bringing all of those things, which aren't even up on my website yet. So kind of a first presentation of those new items. But really, it's just a good variety of different artists and designers who are going to have their things for sale there.
Yeah, it'll be really important and significant.
And you're going for a vibe, it sounds like.
Well, I don't know about that, but
no.
I think
a vibeless good time, maybe?
There will be part of a vibe, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'll start with a vibe, and then we'll
slowly
over
degenerate.
Time, the vibe will degenerate.
Oscillate.
It'll oscillate.
A bit,
and then it'll become something different altogether.
Okay.
I think, you know, part of it, I think for Jennifer and I both, we were thinking that one of the great things, I mean, in addition to being able to sell our products, we'll be just being able to meet people and kind of the cross-pollination of ideas between these different people that are creating different stuff in different media. And our hope is that good things come out of that kind of conversation. And I think that we probably would have done this even without the kind of vendor aspect. Like just getting these people together in one place, there are 30 tables, but that probably represents at least 50 people that are making stuff because a lot of people are sharing tables and they're coming as part of companies that have, you know, multiple people. So you've got, you know, at least 50 people together that all, in addition to having day jobs, are doing kind of creative, interesting stuff. And a lot of that, I don't know. I think people like that kind of thing now. I think that at least personally, I'm kind of tired of being marketed to by large companies and being directed toward big box retailers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that people are looking for opportunities to support businesses like the ones that we represent.
I think, yeah, I agree. I mean, we're slammed with big boxes, dollar stores, and value meals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people really are interested in looking at things that are going on around them that are different. And I think that there's also a big sense of camaraderie and community in a large group of people who want to do these kinds of things. And this is just kind of one way of pulling a lot of different people together, whether it is, you know, from the vendor side or just people coming by and chit-chatting with the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So from kind of a visitor side. And I don't know about the rest of the group, but I imagine they feel the same way. I hope this is successful enough, and by success I don't mean monetarily, but just successful enough that it can continue to occur at least every year, if not more often than that, and then it grows and we include more and more people. Our idea was never to be, you know, have this be a cliquish type of event, but more a community and kind of brainstorming together and, like Mark was saying, feeding off of each other's ideas and
stealing ideas from each other.
Yeah, that's really that's why yeah, I'm that's going. Actually, yeah,
Jennifer and I are luring people there so we can steal their ideas.
So if you want laughs, like that evil laughs, if you're looking for a good evil laugh, it's been a long time, you could go to the Shadow Art Fair in Ypsilanti this Saturday. And we've heard some good evil laughs just now. So, I mean.
Yeah. We can even cackle, too.
Cackle. Oh, mm-hmm. Cackling's good. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we chickens mean a lot to us on the show, and chickens cackle, right?